Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Vatican has ordered Cardinal Timothy Dolan to open an investigation into allegations of abuse by Brooklyn's Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio. WCBS's Steve Burns has the story.
The Archdiocese says the order came down from the Vatican about 2 weeks ago. Start up an investigation into Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio. An Archdiocese spokesman tells us Cardinal Dolan's probe will make use of outside investigators, as is their practice. DiMarzio's facing an accusation of abuse from his time at St. Nicholas in Jersey City. Back in November, Mark Matzik, now in his mid-50s, accused DiMarzio of molesting him when Matzik was an 11-year-old altar boy. A spokesperson for the Brooklyn Diocese says DiMarzio looks forward to having his name cleared and further calls him a leader in the fight against sexual abuse in the church.
We're now at the top where we should be.
Robert Hodson, a former priest and victim advocate, says DiMarzio should have to step aside during the investigation.
The protocol that's in place for priests should hold for Bishop DiMarzio as well.
The diocese says DiMarzio's status has not changed. In front of St. Patrick's Cathedral, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Northport Middle School will be closed for the rest of the school year because of a potentially dangerous environmental condition. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg reports.
There's a smell coming from Northport Middle School, and parents have been complaining for years about their kids getting sick. Turns out there's mercury in a cesspool sitting just outside one of the classrooms.
It's not inside the school now, but it is in some of the septic systems.
State Senator James Gorin has been talking with school officials who made the call to close the school for the rest of the year beginning this week after elevated levels of cancer-causing benzene were found. 660 students in grades 6 through 8 will be moved to Northport High School, East Northport Middle School, and elementary schools.
Classrooms will be disrupted. There's the need to reshuffle classrooms in other schools.
Gorin is also pushing for money in the state budget to serve whatever needs the district might have. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Subway service on the AC and D lines was restored after a water main break on the Upper West Side sent water pouring through the ceiling of the 103rd Street station and onto the tracks early this morning. Workers drilled through the pavement to try to repair the break at Central Park West and 102nd Street. Remy Blair lives in the neighborhood.
We all know that the city's infrastructure is aging, and I think this is just another instance of the system's infrastructure that really needs repair.
Automobile traffic remained blocked on Central Park West for a time today. Weather forecast now with our meteorologist Frank Strait. And how cold is it going to get tonight, Frank?
Well, a lot colder than we've seen today. We dropped to 21 in Midtown tonight. Tonight we start out with some clouds, even a couple of flurries around, though for the moment they're well to the north, north of I-84. We'll see it turn partly cloudy later on. Again, 21 the low, teens in the outlying areas. Tomorrow it's going to be much colder than today. We'll have sunshine and a high of just 32. It'll be mostly clear tomorrow night, another cold one. We drop back to 21 in Midtown, and again, teens outside of the city. Tuesday will be another cold one, sunny, but the high will just be 35. And after that, quiet the rest of the week as well as temperatures gradually moderate. It's 37 in Midtown now. We're cloudy. Again, watch for a flurry this evening. Partly cloudy down to 21 late tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.